The biggest is the use of tourist development taxes, typically used to promote tourism, but also to build convention centers and cultural attractions in an attempt to create economic development and jobs. A second large program is community redevelopment agencies, where monies are used to redevelop certain areas of a community, again, to generate jobs and income. That uses incremental taxes, that is, taxes that are created in the redevelopment area as a result of the development, so sort of pull up by your bootstraps. Property tax abatements are widely used, that is, lower property taxes for a firm if they come in for 5 or 10 years. Then there is direct provision of infrastructure. I'll put a road in, I'll put a water and sewer if you put your factory in my town. And then we have job training and waiving of all kinds of impact fees. We have impact fees for schools and roads. Oftentimes, as a condition of relocation, a company will bargain and receive a reduction in or a waiving of those impact fees. So those are the basic programs.
Let's go through that list briefly and take a look at what each of those incentive programs fund, what they do, and how well they do it. I think a lot of people may find the Tourism Development Tax, or TDT, familiar. Let's start there.
Sure. It's a 1 to 6% levy on overnight accommodations used by tourists. Locally, it funded the Orange County Convention Center. Use of these funds has been very effective in Florida, not only to build physical facilities like convention centers and cultural facilities or sports facilities, but also to promote tourism. So it is probably the most economically effective program that local governments use.
And what about the next economic incentive program on our list, the CRA? And can you tell us what that is?
Yes, it's a redevelopment area that is identified by a local government that they want to redevelop and thereby create economic activity. So, for example, 25 years ago, downtown Orlando was a redevelopment area. All of Orange Avenue and all of the infrastructure underneath the water and sewer were rebuilt. And that supported the development of the high-rise buildings that ultimately resulted that we see today. Without that CRA investment, that wouldn't occur. Over in Daytona Beach, the Ocean Walk, oceanfront development, was in part subsidized by a CRA that made it economically feasible. So they do have a very good record sometimes. Other programs, such as the beautification of South Orange Blossom Trail or many beautification programs across the state, do improve the looks of many areas, but haven't really produced much economic result. So a mixed track record for the redevelopment agencies, but oftentimes they can be effective if there are developers ready and willing to develop if the infrastructure is provided through a CRA.
Next on the list, property tax abatements. How do those work, and what's your assessment of them?
Local governments and businesses really like those. They seem to be a good deal, but it really is preferable if local governments would direct the new business to be in its redevelopment area where the local government wants to sponsor economic activity. Then the property tax abatement can be paid for out of the incremental revenues wherein the project pays for its own incentives.
How about this, rounding out the list of primary local economic development incentives, waiving impact fees?
Well, impact fees themselves are very economically inefficient. They distort economic activity, and they can't be bonded, so they're really a pretty poor way to raise money for infrastructure. It would be better for local governments, instead of waiving them, to substitute special assessments that would be paid for over 20 years and would be a certain revenue source. That revenue source would be bondable. It would also make it more affordable for the business, so they wouldn't have to pay the money up front. So we could get to a much better situation by substituting special assessments for our impact fees. It would promote economic development and promote infrastructure.
Are there examples where state and local incentives are bundled together?
Yes, that's going to be the big watchword for 2014. A number of the large projects locally, the soccer stadium in Osceola County, the rodeo, and Daytona, the rebuilding of the track, all are going to look for state grants to match the local tourist development tax or other local incentive fundings to make a larger program.
So there's going to be a fight.
It's going to be a lot of competition this year because the state has more money, and there's projects all around the state that are going to look for state grants. There's a $100 million baseball stadium that'll either be in Palm Beach Gardens or somewhere else in South Florida, the Sunlight Stadium where the Dolphins play. The owner wants incentive there. So there's going to be a lot of competition for state funding.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.